And that's time for the Rural News with Maya Barry in Christchurch. Morena, Mara.
Morena, Philippa.
Now, yum yum, new avocado season getting underway.
Yeah, but sorry about the prices at the moment.
Too expensive.
They cost a pretty penny at the moment. It's because the new season fruit, it's only just starting to reach maturity and make its way to supermarket shelves. But look, there is good news. It's expected to be a good crop this year, and the avocado industry is expecting volumes for the season to be up about 10 to 15% on last year. And that was actually the second largest season on record anyway. Now, New Zealand Avocado's chief executive, Jen Schooler, says there was increasing export demand last year, and they're hoping for the same this season, but she admits that COVID-19 is making predictions difficult.
We export about 75 to 80% of our crop to Australia, and that market is looking good for us. We've been in that market nearly 20 years, and demand in Australia for avocados is good, and our competitor in Australia is mostly from Western Australia and Southern Australia. And the Western Australian crop this year is nearly 50% lower than it was expected to be. So we've got a really nice looking window in the Australian market, provided there's no issue with getting our fruit by sea freight into the Australian markets.
What about Asia?
So there's a little bit more uncertainty in Asia. We believe the demand is definitely there, but the logistics will be tougher. Currently, air freight is a lot higher per kilo than it has been in the past, and we do some air freight, which is will be tough. And from a sea freight perspective, there's still some uncertainty about the availability of those ships going into our markets.
That's Jen Schooler speaking to Susan Murray there. And avocado returns for both local and export fruit reached $154 million last year.
Now, the recently released Wool Working Group report, that's getting us some good reception, good support.
So this report was done by a group which included a wide variety of wool sector interests. That group was set up by the government 2 years ago, and its job was to really look at ways to revitalise what is the languishing strong wool sector. There had been growing frustration at how long it did take for this report to come out, but it did appear on Friday, and it basically outlined what is well known, that prices for coarse wool have collapsed to a point of desperation. There's no investment in the industry, and there's a lack of structure. The report called for a full-time person to promote wool, and the Minister of Agriculture, Damien O'Connor, says the government will help fund this. Industry groups have been responding largely favourably to the report. Beef and Lamb is welcoming the plans for a market-led approach, and Federated Farmers says it's pleased to see the government now strongly backing the sector. Another group to weigh in is the Wool Brokers Association. Its president is Scott McLeod, and he says after so many failed attempts to get the wool industry working together, he hopes the government's backing of this report will give enough weight to turn things around.
So there is some urgency to get a plan in place, hopefully get some funding and, you know, get things established so that we can do more marketing, express the attributes of wool and the strong wool story, and create a pathway, you know, through the naturalness of wool. It has many more attributes than, say, the synthetic products and some of the products that the wool industry is competing with.
Scott McLeod says it will be a big challenge to get wool back on track. Prices have dropped really low. We've spoken to farmers recently who've only got less than a dollar a kilogram for their wool, which really doesn't buy you much these days, Philippa. About a third of an avocado, maybe?
Oh, it's pretty depressing, isn't it? Wool's such a great product.
And that's the Rural News for this morning.